Okay, I looked through old stuff and new stuff, and I'm reading everything about poetry tonight, since the Pittsburgh Poetry Society has been around since about 1910, and so have all of us. So, just call me Professor Trelawney. Sometimes kindergartner kids do. So it's about poetry reading or writing or writing about fiction or language itself. Poetry reading, April 2015. The poetry reading makes my heart pump just the right amount of blood, and I see through a red miasma just the right sentiments. But after the reading, I'm lost. No one to dance with. Who are these people? They don't seem to see me. They know how to babble on, but I'm struck dumb. This one's for you, I think, as I turn to no one beside me. I scramble up and dash out the door. Blessed darkness, see the sickle moon. No, this one's for me. The next one's called Après moi, le déluge, or in English, After me, the flood. Language, dear, what happened to you? They've torn you to ribbons, my joy. Disseminated, contaminated, say it isn't true. First they verbed your nouns, my sweet. Now we conference when we talk. Access data from your language base. Dear English, mother tongue, I balk. They've added eyes to every word, prioritize and finalize. It slurs your clear-cut edges, dear, and now it's hard to harmonize. Our dancing days, so precious once, are surely headed stumble word. Poets know that verse is versus, ergo, a row of words once sowed, the sower turns to plow another. Versare, turn, and versus, row. But lay down versus lie down loses both its object and its sense. There's no use in lying to you. It's only you that goes to earth. Oh, cock must crow, and dog shall have her, his, day. But each will do their part, so gauche. Language, sweet one, what's to say? Slang I don't fear, my muse, as if. No, pseudo-incarnations are the blot. The bits of sound, the hackneyed phrase. Could we outquit Mercutio? Not. Oh, look for me tomorrow, language, and a grave girl I shall be. The wound is wider than a church door, and unless we stop them, English, 'twill serve to sever thee from me. The next one is my Ars Poetica. My Ars Poetica, exactly. When I ride my Ars Poetica, she'll be a sweet brayer, her tintinabulation a paean. She'll wear royal purple, and I'll sit upon her. Oh, I know everyone's crucifixion looms, but I'll smile, accept adulations, palm fronds or no. I hold the pen of a ready writer. I rail against poetic academia, though I too love words and their roots. Exist swells to existentialism. Magic swells majestic. I've got oatmeal on a cloudy day. When it comes to wardrobe, I prefer simple buff and a sweet partner to share it. I admire Audrey and Rich, would gladly build another golden statue to Rupert Brooke. But never mind the name dropping. I admire a call to the street poets that work for Neruda and the New York School. Why not where I live? I might anthropomorphize the devil, or slip a sonnet in your pocket, or show I feel the feathered warmth of transparent angel flesh before I step into the sanctuary. At my least, I recall my own history with the blood of the grape. And I'm your girl for snide snickers at the patriarch, a raised fist. Rupert can be a golden exception, but we know he was cherished by at least two genders. I speak truth to power, a proud, obscure poet in the crowd. My desires radiate from the center. I raise my palms. I see a spot of blood in the sunset, a swan rising from a murky lake. I like the click of closure as well as the next emotional fellow. I melt before the goddess of good green grass. The next one's called What Writers Want. I want to be famous. not so much for me as for you, to show you I can do it. I want to write what they want to read, the anonymous they, the every writer's dream audience. I want my students to see that I pursue a path. I hop over hurdles. I fade and I fall and I rise to try again. I want to be famous, not too famous, not no private light famous, just enough to support me and delight you. The next one's called Scribbling, and this one was published by Poetry Magazine. For me, fiction works better on the computer because you can cut and paste when you reread. And you see that Zora never gave that kid a chance to show him she cared about him so much before the younger woman showed up. So you go back and paste that part in again. But poetry works better on a yellow legal pad. The thoughts are choppy, can be crossed out, rewritten. When I wake up in the night in a cold sweat, exactly what I want to say to Mick Jagger or my husband or my recalcitrant friend, Mary Ann, just dangling out of my brain, I grab that tablet. No time to sit and turn on knobs or buttons, 13 little steps from click on to mouse to word. I'll type it later if I don't lose it. Poetry, that tactile sensation of scribbling first the first time, then cross out strokes, arrows, scribble again. Or in a car on a red light, rip a page from the mileage logbook, God forbid the manufacturer's instructions, just a sheet of paper for that great idea, inspired by or twisted from the radio, yes, the radio, administrator alligator who cheated you and a whole school full of kids. I'll write it longer later. For now, I'll scribble on this Kleenex. It works for me, and for me, poetry works better in bits and pieces. The next one's called At Any Coffee House Reading, Not Necessarily Hemingway's. I wrote that as a disguise because it definitely did not happen at Hemingway's. At the poetry reading, I sit down across from a sweet young thing. Everybody enjoys sitting beside someone so easy on the eyes. She smiles. We've seen each other at this kind of happening before. And afterwards, she laughs, asks my name. Didn't she see me on the south side at another reading? I ask her if she writes. A little, she admits. We begin to discuss what she calls seeking a path in life. Her face lights up, describing her search. Mine, too, as I listen. Then suddenly, the third chair is captured by a cowboy. Oh, I recognize the type, even without chaps and hats. He laughingly explains, I was kicked out of my seat over there, and we acknowledge. One of the poet readers passes to greet me, and when I tune back in, the cowboy is telling Sweet Thing that she should email him. He has a long list of poetry sites that he'll share with her. I'll bet he does. The other poet reader passes, and I flag her down, offer congratulations, graciously accepted. This time, when I return to the conversation, Sweet Young has his business card in hand. Shall I call you W or Timothy, she asks, because he lists himself initial first on paper. He grins and draws anything. Call me anything. Just call. She asks if he writes, and this reply is slower yet, delivered with a smile. I listen. I want to lean forward, whisper, watch yourself, sweet young thing, in her shapely ear. He's hot, I want to murmur, ready to explode. But something holds me back. I stand to leave. I'll bet she's not as dumb as I feel at this moment. Perhaps that she sees that he's on his horse and, like Diana, doesn't mind a chase. Perhaps she packed her backpack with a bow. And maybe an arrow, I think. Okay, this one's called Let the Little Poem, and Jan Beatty did a presentation for us about something completely different, but she was so passionate about writing it inspired this. Take a scalpel to the story, but let the little poem flow. Go back and check your duplications. She sat and sobbed or babbled, danced or pranced or meditated. What can be elucidated, but let the little poem go. Take a scalpel to the story, but let the little poem dance. Let it weave effects upon our hearts. Let it chart our weakness. Spot us swinging upon the page or start us singing. Let the little poem speak or prance. The world sense isn't in us unless we stop to listen, stop to breathe. What is it that we fear, my dear? Let's hold hands and sheathe our scalpels, tuck them in our belts, pause to feel our feelings, let the little poem seethe. And when the dance is done, the song is sung, the hunter home from the hill, we can read the story or discuss it, let it lull us, add some more. Time to recite, put down the book, let the little poem spill. This one's called Reader Response for any of you who have ever been in a workshop. Read this, I urge, thrusting my writing at you, taking it you plump down on the nearest green park bench, pore over it, smile and nod. Nodding still, you stand. Hand my pages back to me. We stroll down the block. More wants to be said. I want more. Like a flushed, iridescent bubble, the thought rises above our heads as we walk east. It floats west. Trails down to eye level, swoops along the pebbled street. As we meander east, I turn my head to crane back. The bubble revolves, turns to follow us, flutters up a bit, then bursts. And my last one happened after I went to Sam Hayes' wonderful poetry forum. That night I was hearing Sam Hamill do poems for peace. It's called The Shortest Distance. Straight was never narrow. At dusk, after the poetry forum, introduced by our own Sam Hazo, I walk across Oakland's green space. A golden school bus glides by, and I recall another day in Point Breeze, watching a mother holding her child's hand at a bus stop, chatting with a crossing guard, when she noticed the bus driver sucking hard on a lighted object between thumb and finger, dragging in breath, holding it. The mother took the child in her car, drove to school in Squirrel Hill by a shorter route than the bus. She found the principal, whispered in her ear. The principal marched outside and ordered the driver off the bus, who asked why, but the principal signaled off that bus and walk a straight line up and down just here. The bus driver, who could not, of course, was let go by the school board. Tonight, I leave the Sam Hamill poetry reading, Poets for Peace, the theme. I walk the green between two libraries, hear a Muslim youth's mellifluous chanting, a Chinese couple's lilting conversation. My feet wander the pavement, my left foot stumbles, right, my right, left. War and peace affect my stride, or not. I am unable to walk a straight line. The wind whispers uncertain losses, including war. God bless those Sams who are not your uncle, who can walk a straight line anyway. Thank you.